every bit of preparation that we do is all about preventing a scenario happening in the first place. Stay with your vehicle unless it is dangerous to do so. Because with that vehicle, you've got a tremendous amount of resources that you just cannot physically carry on your back. And it's a bigger target for search and rescue. The first thing that I'd be doing if the engine is still running is I would switch off the engine. You've got a really big danger of carbon monoxide poisoning if that exhaust pipe is blocked. You've literally got minutes. Making yourself visible, attracting attention, and trying to get assistance would be most likely my next priority. Stuff to keep the vehicle moving to begin with, that's key. So screen wash, ice scrapers, a shovel. It's better to try and remove snow rather than just wheel spinning your way through it. Something to keep you warm, so a rug, you know, a blanket, even better, a very good sleeping bag. But I would also encourage people to carry twice as much as what they think they need, because it's not just about you. It can be about other people as well. Fluids, definitely. If you are not hydrated, you are more susceptible to hypothermia. And then, you know, food to keep your energy levels up as well. And not just snacks. Let's consider, I mean, people are being stuck in their vehicle for 2 days. If they're saying don't drive, then maybe you should be questioning whether you need to undertake that journey in the first place. And therefore, we've, you know, avoided a survival situation straight away.